Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me today. We are going to be doing our daily devotional here from the Suffer Well devotional series. And within this, we're going to be looking at a topic that I've been telling people about for a very long time. And this is a topic that many New Ages try to say is biblical, but it's not. So before we get reading this, I want to say years ago, there was a book out called The Secret. And a lot of people got on this idea of karma and this whole question of life after death and so on. And I knew my foundation in scripture, my understanding of scripture very clearly, and I knew that this was of the enemy, of the devil, of Satan directly, and had nothing to do with scripture. The scriptures have nothing to do with this idea of karma that New Ages believe in and so on. So we're going to read the devotional today, and then we're going to do a little teaching here on it to give people a clearer understanding of what the Bible truly says about this. So let's see here. So we're going to start off with a scripture in Job 35 verses 2 to 8. 35 verses 2 to 8 says, "Do you think it is right for you to claim I am righteous before God? For you also ask, what's in it for me? What's the use of living a righteous life? I will answer you and all your friends too. Look up into the sky and see the clouds high above you. If you sin, how does that affect Yahweh? Even if you sin again and again, what effect will it have on him? If you are good, is this some great gift to him? What could you possibly give him? No, your sins affect only people like yourselves, and your good deeds only affect humans." So that is from Job, and we know the story of Job, who's a man that everything was taken away from him, but he stayed faithful to our Creator. And we're going to read this today. And as we discuss this, we're going to look again at verse 8, which we just read. In the New Living Translation, it says, "No, your sins affect only people like yourself, and your good deeds also affect only humans." And in another translation, it says, "Your wrong is for a man like yourself, and your righteousness for a son of man." And we read, "Brace yourself and answer a few questions for me. Do I need you to stop sinning for my benefit? Is your righteousness going to make me more holy? How can you perceive why I ask these questions? Of course, it is for your benefit alone that sinlessness and righteousness elope your life. Is it not true that you are being brought to my level once all things are perfected? So you see, the entire scope of my word is your guide to become like me and forever live with me. My presence has nothing flawed near it. Can sin crouch at my doorstep? Must I master it? It is you who must. The reason I illuminate these things is so that you do not lose heart. When affliction visits your doorstep, had you come willingly, it would not be so. That's right, my child. Your rejection of anything I desire of you is really your rejection of my presence. It is for your benefit that your punishment comes. And it is for you that there are rewards for obedience. Would I tempt you to righteousness? Of course I will. It is the only way for my stiff-necked ones. What I am saying here inspires many reactions, many attitudes, so to speak. I see them all. Some of you think that my long suffering means I turn my eyes away from your sins. Would you really want me to leave you in such a sad state? Others of you believe if your sacrifice and obedience makes me better in some fashion, or that it does. No, I will not entertain this either. It is for you, my child. All of this is for your benefit. The life, the commands, the consequences, the blessings, and the all of it. The resurrection and all of it. It is all so that you will become suitable to stand in my presence forever. Yes, dear one, the painful valleys come. The times when I must force you to change. But remember always, I force you because I love you. And because I love you, I benefit you in every way. I promise to complete the work I started, as it says in Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, and I am certain that Yahweh, who began a good work within you, will continue the work until it is finally finished on the day when Yeshua returns. So we see that, and that is our devotional here for today. When we look for, hold on. Let's see what happens to that. Okay, so that is it. So that's our devotional, and we want to get a clearer understanding of what we are reading here. And we read and we finish again with that same verse we started with in Job, where it says, do you think it is right for you to claim I am righteous before Yahweh? Now we could ask ourselves that question once again. Do we think that that's the ideal? Do we think that it's for our righteousness? Do we think that's the best thing for all of us? And now we can look at that and understand what that's saying, and we can read that and think about that. And I want to talk about this because when we think something we do is going to get us something or not something, it's this idea of karma that's talked about today so much and is spoken about in this book of The Secret and all these other New Age things and everything else. But we have to understand this about this idea of pleasing God, or we think we're pleasing him, and we think because we're doing something, we're going to get something, and the ideas we have behind all these things. We have to think about this, and we have to understand. It says, or the understanding is, with karma you get what you deserve. And some people say, well, isn't that a scriptural concept, getting what you deserve? And even though there's a concept of reaping what you sow in the scriptures, we have to understand. Nobody's perfect. We hear that phrase, nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect. If karma is real, we are in trouble. Why? Because nobody's perfect. The Bible tells us we don't get what we deserve, that Yeshua took what we deserved, because we all deserve death. That's it. And that's the difference. And that's what we have to understand. This idea of karma is a New Age concept that the whole world is basing on their own understanding of what good and bad is. And that's another problem. There's no moral guideline or moral code of what good and bad is. So this whole idea of karma is based on doing good, based on what your idea of good is. Not based on a moral guideline or a moral code or a moral universal standard. But that's not what Yeshua says. Yeshua gives us this code, this guideline, this standard. And it's called the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. So it has a clear definition of what good or bad is, not according to our feelings or according to the world's ways. No, but according to our Creator. And that does not change. So we look at what it says in the scriptures about this. And we look at what it says in the scriptures about this whole idea that people jump on this bandwagon of this mindset. And the reason why it's important to talk about this issue of karma and everything else is because you got the mega churches grasping onto all these different things. And you have people like Rick Warren and all these other places grasping onto to all these mingling of the different religions and practices of this world, trying to pull the the crowd pleasing ones from each of them, and ignoring the condemnation ones from each of them, letting people know, oh, as long as you do good according to the way you feel or what the world says is good, you're going to be fine. But that's not what the scriptures say. If somebody's going to think we get what we deserve and we deserve good, we are in trouble, because that's not what the scriptures say. And if you think that, that's why you don't understand in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, because you think there's no reason for him. If karma is true and karma exists, there's no reason for Yeshua, our Messiah. There's no reason. But he does exist. And there is a reason for him, because we don't get what we deserve. Dave Ramsey, one of my favorite teachers, always says, when people ask him how he's doing, he always says, better than I deserve. And I love that saying. And that's a very scriptural, conceptual saying. So we look at this. In Galatians 6, verses 9 and 10, it says, and let us not be weary in doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. James 3:18 says, and a harvest of righteousness is grown from the seed of peace, planted as peacemakers. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 9 and 10 says, therefore, we also have our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him. For if we must all appear before the judgment seat of Yeshua, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds, the body according to what we has done, whether good or bad. And Galatians 6, verse 7 says, do not be deceived. Yahweh is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that one he also reaps. Do we get it? The idea of sowing and reaping is not the idea of karma, and the difference is Yeshua, our Messiah. You know, and our actions towards our Creator do not affect him at all. They only affect the outcome in our lives, because there are consequences for sinning. If we sin or not, it doesn't change who he is. That's the concept. That's the idea. And the way we treat others doesn't affect our Creator at all. It pleases him, but it doesn't change who he is. But it definitely changes others. You know, our action towards us and towards others affects each other. Job 4, verse 8 says, I have seen those who plow iniquity and sow trouble and reap the same. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, 11, verse 27 says, whoever seeks good finds favor, but evil comes to one who searches for it. Psalm 7:16, the trouble they cause reconciles on them. And their violence comes down on their own heads. And Matthew 26:52 says, then said Yeshua unto him, put up again the sword into his place. For all that they take, the sword shall perish from the sword. You understand this, and this is the understanding. Anything to do with karma has to do with a different belief system of the Bible. It has to do with Hinduism and all these other beliefs in this world. And it's completely unbiblical. It has nothing to do with Yeshua and the salvation that comes through Yeshua Messiah. Nothing to do with it. And a lot of people get confused by this, because they think the idea of sowing and reaping is karma, but it's not. Not from a biblical standpoint, it's not. Karma has to do with this idea of reincarnation, which is completely unbiblical. Completely unbiblical. Yes, we're reborn as a new creature, but it's nothing like it says in this idea of karma. I'm not coming back as a cat or a dog. No. No, I'm coming back as a child of Yahweh, with a new heart, a circumcised heart. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:27 says, and just as each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment. Matthew 25:46 says, and they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life. John 3:36 says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see the life, for Yahweh's wrath remains in him. You see and you understand this, that if you believe in karma, you believe in reincarnation, and none of them have to do with scripture. This karma says, trust in yourselves and your own works. And if you do good, then that's great. Karma literally tells you not to trust in another man. Karma literally tells you not to trust in even God. Karma tells you not to trust in a Messiah. Karma tells you you have to do good to get good. That's not what the scriptures say. The scriptures say no one is good. No one. That we all have fallen short. And because of that, we need Yeshua. And it's sin that separates us from a wonderful creator. And we all deserve hell for sinning before a holy, holy God. All have sinned and fall short. You know, it's a very dangerous thing to believe in this karma, because our creator says, if you believe in karma, you are in trouble. You are in trouble because none of us are perfect. And we got to understand as well, there's sin that exists in this world. There's evil that exists in this world. And karma doesn't get rid of it. Only repentance and coming to Yeshua, our Messiah, can get rid of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't get this book mixed up with the Bible, this book called The Secret, and all this idea. And I'm telling you what, whether it's Oprah Winfrey, whether it's Rick Warren, whether it's just the authors of the book of The Secret, or whether it's your New Age friends, they're all promoting this idea of karma and thinking positive and all this other stuff. That's completely different than the idea of living a righteous life and sowing and reaping and putting our faith and our hope and our trust in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. They're opposites. Remember what I said, the Bible's a book of opposites. That's what it is. But it's Yeshua. Yeshua who came and took all our bad deeds and given us a chance, a new life. A new life. And this new life is not a reincarnation, but we could say it's a new life and we are new creatures, because that's what the scriptures say of a different kingdom. Hallelujah. But when we finally depart from here, we're not. We're going to a much better kingdom, a much better place. Hallelujah. But we got to get away from this crazy idea of this karma and everything else. So the Bible says we are all as unclean thing. We are all, and all our righteousness is filthy as rags. Filthy as rags. If I believe in karma and I'm filthy as a rag, I am trouble. It's only the gift that Yahweh gives us that could save us. And if you reject that, we're in trouble. We need not reject what he did for us. We must not reject and understand that's the only real way out. It's the only answer. The only answer. And people say, but Paul, isn't karma real? Isn't it real? No, reaping and sowing is real. Living a good, righteous life and repenting for the sins you've made in the past and being grateful for Yeshua is real. But this idea of karma, it's a dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing. We must avoid it. We must avoid it. Matthew 5:45 says, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. We understand, regardless of how we're acting, doesn't change who Yahweh is, as it said in the devotional today. But when it comes to the idea of reincarnation, no, we don't keep coming back and coming back and coming back and coming back. Scripture says clearly, once we die, then we will be judged, and that'll determine where we're going after that judgment. And it's not coming back here as a cat or a dog, I tell you that. Hebrews 9:27 says, just as people are destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. To face judgment. And it's that day we want them to say, good job. Good job. You know, so we have to understand, you know, we don't control that judgment call. Only our creator does. Just if as you're going into a courtroom, the judge there will control the outcome of your trial, not yourself. Not based on what's going on in your life. The judge has the power to control it. And I tell you what, when you go into a courtroom, if that judge is righteous and if you're not righteous, you're going to be really, really scared, because you know you're about to get a sentence that you're not going to like. If that judge is an unrighteous judge, then you think, well, maybe I'll get off. But a righteous judge cannot set the guilty free, as it says in the scriptures. And this is why Yahweh is just. You know, and it says, In Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of Yahweh. And we all deserve this penalty. But that's when we understand the great gift of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. As it says in Proverbs 29, who can say I've kept my heart pure? I am clean without sin. And John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. People that are living according to this karma, or you know somebody who is, you need to send this to them and let them know that we're saved through the grace and by faith and not by our works and things like this. We have to understand the difference between reaping and sowing and karma. We have to understand the difference between all the different other belief systems of this world and understanding that we have a Messiah who died for us, who took that penalty for us. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's a great gift. It's a great gift. I tell you all, there's so many blessings attached to obedience and so many curses attached to disobedience. But our afterlife is not about one of them. Our Creator gives us His word and says the faithfulest will fully be repaid for their ways and the good rewarded for theirs. They're blessings and curses. That's what they are. And we decide the type of life that we want to live from these different things. And we have to understand we need to sow righteousness and never give up. To never give up. James 3, 17, 18 says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first all pure. And that peace, loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. To sow in peace, you know, to love peace. Our Creator hates violence. And you look around what's going on in the world today. You see what's happening today and all the curses people are putting upon themselves by loving violence. Not trusting our Creator and trusting His judgment call for everyone. The Creator tells us in His holy word, what's going to happen to us here with our blessings and curses. And He also tells us this idea of reincarnation has nothing to do with the scriptures about where we're going. It says in the scriptures, there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. We're just a wind that's passing through, that comes and comes not again. You know, it says in Job verse 7, 9, and 10 says, as a cloud fades and vanishes, so is he that goes down to the pits and does not come up. He returns no more to his house, nor does he place or know him. So anyone that comes to me and tells me this idea of karma or anything to do with reincarnation or anything like that, that's how I can measure myself to know. In my discernment, this person really doesn't know what Yeshua did for us. And I need to find a way to express truth to this person that's lost. If you believe in karma, it's not the same as reaping and sowing. It's not. If you believe in karma, you don't believe in Yeshua. And this is the part we have to understand. It's not a bad thing. I mean, I grew up. And most of the world's growing up between Oprah Winfrey and all these other motivational speakers today, and even in the mega churches today, they teach this idea of karma. It's very easy to get deceived and to believe in karma. But again, if you believe in karma, you don't need a Messiah. You don't need a Messiah. For the Bible says we are all evil and Messiah saved us. Saved us. But people that believe in karma believe in their own way. It says in the scriptures, there's a way before each person, it seems right, but ends in death. But the scriptures say, trust in me. I offer you a future and a hope. I do not take pleasure in the death of the wicked people. I want them to change from the wicked ways so they would live and have life. We talk about this and we see what it says. And the whole idea of reincarnation, it says in Job 1:21, he said, naked I come from my mother's womb and naked I return. Yahweh gave me and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. See, it's all up to him. It's all up to him. Whether we're good or bad doesn't change who he is. but he knows the choice he wants us to make. And he's given us Yeshua to give us that opportunity to understand. And as this world today is so stuck on this idea of karma and reincarnation, I tell you and remind you, our Creator doesn't change regardless of how you're acting. And he doesn't change his eternal plan of salvation and judgment day. He doesn't change his plans about heaven and hell and everything else to go on. He doesn't change just because we're acting a certain way, and he's not going to let us come back as a dog or some other type of anything. We must not conform to this world and this world's thinkings. It says in Romans 12:2, we must be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of Yahweh, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And he's already told us in the scriptures what's his will for us, what's his will for our life, and how he wants us to live. And understand, if we believe that and we trust in that, we're never going to die. We're just passing through here, and we're going to end up somewhere else. We have to understand that. Understand that we might leave these bodies, and we're not coming back in different bodies. We leave these bodies, and we're going to a different place in a different body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what the scripture says. So we need to take hold to that and understand that through karma is a whole cycle of living and dying and living and dying. But through the scriptures and through Yeshua, we live forever. Forever by trusting him. It says in 1 John 5:13, I have written these things, so you who believe in the name of the Son of Yahweh, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Hallelujah. John 1:12 says, but all who have received him, those who believe in his name, have given a right to become Yahweh's children. And Proverbs 11:9 says, truly the righteous attain life, but whoever pursues evil finds death. Remember, we see it all time. In John 3:16, Yahweh so loved us that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes him will not perish, but have eternal life. That's not what karma teaches. That's not what karma teaches. We have life in Yeshua. Hallelujah. That is a devotional for today. Hopefully and prayerfully, we can get a better understanding of this issue. And we can understand nothing we do is going to change who Yahweh is. So we need to live sow and reap and secure our place for the afterlife in a new kingdom to come. And the scriptures tell us that's done through living a righteous life and a life of repentance and thankfulness for Yeshua. Praise Yahweh. All right, everybody, have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City. West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-